From 88.5 KPLU, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And early August is typically the best time for hot fun in the Northwest. In fact, we have an excessive heat watch in effect this weekend with lots of sun and temperatures expected to hit the low 90s. But why now? Shouldn't it be in June when the sun is strongest? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain some of the more puzzling aspects of our summer heat today. Cliff, why are the hottest days after the strongest sun that we get in June?
Well, that's an interesting question. The strongest sun is clearly around June 21st, near the solstice. The sun is highest in the sky. The intensity is the strongest. You know, you might expect the warmest days to be when the sun's the strongest, but it's not. The warmest days here in the Northwest, and in fact in many places, is in early August. So we're talking about over a month later. The reason is interesting. It turns out that it takes a certain amount of time for the Earth and the ocean to warm up. You can think of the oceans and the Earth are sort of like a big flywheel. And so even though they're heating, it takes a while for the heat to percolate into the soil. It takes a while for the ocean to warm up. And so you don't get the warmest days when the amount of heating is the most. What really forces the warming is when you have more coming in than going out. So what's coming in is solar radiation from the sun. So that's our heat source. But the Earth is also losing heat. It's emitting infrared heat energy to space. And as long as what's coming in from the sun is greater than what's going out, the Earth is warming up. And so as we get into the summer, we're still in a warm-up phase. There's still more coming in than going out, and it takes time for the Earth and the ocean to warm up. And the whole thing peaks in early August. After that, the sun is weakening substantially. And what's coming in actually becomes less than what's going out. And so we start cooling off. So seasonally, the strongest sun is not when the warmest temperatures are. And during the day, we have the same thing.
Yeah, those same forces are at work regarding sun and heat during a single day, right?
That's right. The greatest sun strength is around solar noon, which is about noon, 12 o'clock during the winter, and about 1 o'clock during the summer. The greatest temperatures, the maximum temperatures, are hours later than that. During the summer, right now, okay, the maximum heating is at 1 o'clock. The maximum sun is around 1 o'clock. But it is not unusual for us to have our maximum temperature around 5 o'clock. That's 4 hours later. During the winter, it comes in a little bit closer. The maximum radiation from the sun is around 12 o'clock, and we often have our maximum temperatures around 2 o'clock, maybe 2:30. So whether it's the seasonal variation or the daily variation, the greatest temperatures tend to be later than the maximum solar radiation coming in from the sun. And it's for the same reason. It takes a while for the warmth to have its way. It takes generally 2 to 3 hours after the maximum sun for us to hit the maximum temperature.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.